It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News. Time is 6 o'clock. Today is Monday, the 26th day of July. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. Right now, it's 73 degrees.
Got some backups on 56 West in the construction right now over by 201. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
KSL's top story this hour. The Utah Highway Patrol has been cleaning up and investigating a multi-car crash on I-15 and notifying the families of seven people who died during a sandstorm in Millard County. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Severe Utah weather. Mary?
Amanda, this is truly horrific. Winds going through the area kicked up a ton of dust or sand, and no one could see. Car after car crashed into each other, and more than 20 were involved as they drove south on I-15 Sunday afternoon through Millard County. The latest update from the Utah Highway Patrol put it at 7 people killed and several others in the hospital, many in critical condition, including children. I-15 back open now between Meadow and Kanosha as troopers and investigators worked over the scene all night. They've been notified families before releasing any names. I'm Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Southern Utah was also hit by multiple rounds of flash flooding this weekend. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson continues our team coverage. Severe Utah weather.
Flooding and hail coming down in Cedar City and Grand County. Officials say Pat Creek flooded as well. KSL traffic troopers reported seeing pretty big storms whipping up dust and dirt near Parowan late Sunday afternoon with 60-mile-per-hour winds estimated there and quarter-sized hail.
Some flash flooding was also seen as far north as Spanish Fork Canyon. If you woke up with a cough and scratchy throat the last couple of days, the bad air quality could be to blame. KSL News Radio, Heather Kelly has details on our smoke-filled sky.
Amanda, you may want to hold your breath until tomorrow night. That's when KSL meteorologist Kristen Van Dyke says all this smoke from California and Nevada wildfires will blow out of our state. For now, many residents between Brigham City and Springville have to contend with air quality, which is considered unhealthy for everyone in several neighborhoods. Doctors advise not to do any physical activity while outdoors in the red zones. Most of the Wasatch Front and back is listed as unhealthy for sensitive groups, which means they should remain indoors. Currently, the worst air quality is concentrated in Utah County and portions of the Salt Lake Valley. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Police believe a man accused of breaking into a pair of West Jordan homes chose the neighborhood at random. KSL TV's Garna Mejia reports police say the break-ins were not the man's first crimes.
West Jordan police say the man is 20-year-old Cesar Eduardo Aguilar. Before breaking into the two homes, police suspect he stabbed his friend 15 to 18 times inside a car a block away from the Decoraway neighborhood. Police also found a bloody knife with a 9-inch blade when they arrested him. Aguilar could be facing multiple felony charges, including criminal homicide.
Police say after Aguilar broke into the second home, he fired several shots, narrowly missing a young boy in a house across the street. Hurricane police are investigating how a 4-year-old boy died on Sunday. Cash Wallace was reported missing, and several agencies took part in the search efforts. A few hours later, during a secondary search, detectives found Cash dead inside the home. Police say the boy lived with his grandmother and her boyfriend, and there haven't been any previous incidents reported there. Investigators are now speaking with family members and looking at whether it was an accident or something else. KSL's top national stories this hour. The Delta variant of COVID-19 continues to surge in states around the nation, and there is a renewed push to get more Americans vaccinated.
Provincetown, Massachusetts, on Cape Cod, Sunday, approved an emergency indoor mask mandate after an outbreak of 551 cases there, nearly 70% of them in fully vaccinated people. Even as breakthrough cases emerge, doctors are pleading with people to get the shot, saying nearly every new hospital patient is unvaccinated.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting. Some parents in the state of Indiana are
calling. Schools have fire drills. Schools have a table set up for kids who can't be around nuts. They do all these things to protect our kids and provide safety for the children. And this is just one more thing that we're asking them to do.
Anne Marie Valdez has two children in school, and she says she is being forced to choose between their education and their safety. This is a debate that will likely be seen in various states all around the country this fall. The United States Olympic team has been making a strong showing when it comes to the swimming events.
After winning gold and silver in the men's 400-meter individual medley, the U.S. has now won gold in the men's 4x100-meter freestyle relay, silver in the women's 400-meter freestyle, and silver in the women's 400-meter individual medley. Of Team USA's first 12 medals, 8 were for swimming performances.
ABC's Jim Ryan says in a highly anticipated race, Team USA's Katie Ledecky finished second behind her rival Australia's Ariane Titmus in the women's 400-meter freestyle.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.